Welcome to Tart Imechanach Yomi of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rivka Siegel, and today we're continuing in Tehillim with Mizmor 19, Mizmor Yud Tes. This is a beautiful song that's included as part of the Psukei Dezimra of Shabbos. The Ibn Ezra explains in his introduction to the song that it's a Mizmor Nechbad Me'od, a very honorable song. In this song, we're going to see how the heavens show the glory of Hashem. We're going to see how the Torah shows the glory of Hashem, and then we are going to be like nature and show the glory of Hashem in the most incredible way. Pasuk Aleph, here we go. For the conductor, a song by David, Lamenatzeach Mizmor LeDavid. Pasuk Beis, verse 2. Hashamayim Misaprim Kavod Kel, Umaseh Yadav Magid Harakia. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the skies tell of his handiwork. Rashi explains here that we don't actually hear the heavens declare or tell, but when we see the celestial beings and their effects on the earth, we're inspired to praise their creator, our creator. The Radak explains differently by saying they don't speak, but their words are their actions. Their actions show the glory of God. The Rambam in Hilchos Yisodei Torah says the following, or asks, how can one come to love and fear God? And he answers that this can be achieved by contemplating creation. The more we understand the intricacies and witness the vastness of nature, the more we're filled with awe and love for the Creator, and the more we want to connect to him. Pasuk 3, Pasuk Gimel, Yom liyom yabia omer, v'layla l'layla yechaved das. From one day to the next, it utters speech, and night following night declares knowledge. Their devotion to following the will of God and declaring his glory is constant. Even though they perform the same actions every day, they're filled with excitement and enthusiasm to proclaim God's glory anew each day. Pasuk 4, Pasuk Dalet, Ein Omer, V'ein Dvarim, B'li Nishma Kolam. There is no speech and there are no words. Their sound is not heard. Meaning, they don't speak with their mouths and tell us that there is God. But if you look at their actions, Pasuk Hey, B'chol ha'aretz yatzak kavam uvikzei tevel milehem. Their precision goes throughout the earth and their words reach the inhabited world. As we said before, they don't speak. But if you look carefully at their precise actions, you will see their message of showing God's glory very clearly. And now it focuses on the central luminary of the heavens, the sun. La Shemesh, Sam Ohel Bahem. In their midst, he has set up a tent for the sun, meaning in the midst of the heavens. The heavens form a border for the sun, like as a tent. Pasuk Vav, verse 6, V'hu kechasan yotze mechu paso yasis kegibor larutz orach. And the sun, it's like a bridegroom emerging from his chuppah. It rejoices like a powerful warrior getting ready to run his course. And this imagery suggests that it's beginning its journey with a sense of happiness and joy, the sun, happiness from its origin, and joy and eagerness for the task ahead. Like a confident warrior, it's certain that it will successfully complete its mission. And so with this enthusiasm, it moves into the day. Pasuk Zion, verse 7. Mikzeh ha-shamayim motza'o uskufaso al k'tzosom. Ve'ein nistar mechamaso. It begins at one end of the heavens, and its circuit is to the end, meaning from one end of heaven to the other, nothing escapes its heat or its warmth. The Radak explains that every day the sun does its job and doesn't miss any place. Everyone receives its warmth to some degree, depending on the season. But it uses the language of warmth and not its light, because you can hide from the sun's light, but you can't hide from its warmth. If it wasn't for the warmth of the sun, the earth wouldn't exist. And now the song shifts the picture. The Radak says that just like the celestial luminaries testify to the existence and the glory of God, and they are eternal, So too, the Torah is eternal and helps us to proclaim the glory and greatness of God. As we will see in the Psukim, that the Torah even helps us more clearly to see the glory of God than the luminaries in the heavens. Pasuk 8, Pasuk Ches, Torah Hashem Tamima Mishivas Nafesh. The Torah of Hashem is perfect. It restores the soul. The Radak explains that just like the world survives because of the sun's warmth, so too the world exists because of the Torah. And the Metzudas David adds that the word tamima, meaning perfect, describes the Torah and not the sun. Because just like the sun, the Torah is eternal, but the Torah is even more perfect and beneficial than the sun. The sun can at some times damage someone with its intense heat. However, the Torah only restores the soul, only protects us. The Torah leaves us without a doubt of the existence of God, and with that understanding, it comforts our soul. Mishivas nafesh. The Psukim now describe the Torah with six different categories, and we're going to explain these categories based on the Malbim. So let's continue in Pasuk Ches, verse 8. Edus Hashem ne'emana machkimas pesi. The testimonies of Hashem are reliable and bring wisdom to the fool. The testimonies refer to the stories in the Torah that clearly demonstrate the rewards and punishments that Hashem gives. These stories act as reminders, urging us not to act foolishly, as they show that Hashem is always present and aware of our actions. Pasuk Tes, verse 9. Pikudei Hashem Yesharim Mesam Chelev. The orders of Hashem are upright, gladdening the heart. The Pikudim are these commandments that remind us of the stories that are in the Edus, in the testimony stories, that we believe in Hashem. And these are Shabbos and the Chagim, the holidays and other mitzvos that are just to remind us that Hashem is the creator and that he continues to manage the world. And that thought brings us such gladness. Continuing on, Mitzvas Hashem bara me'iras einayim. The commandments of Hashem are clear, enlightening the eyes. We've called all these categories mitzvos, but specifically, there is a category called a mitzvah. And these mitzvos, these commandments, are ones that we might not have come up with on our own. But when we understand their purpose, they bring us enlightenment. Rav Hirsch builds on the Malbim's perspective and gives the example of the mitzvah of Shemitah, which we wouldn't have thought of by ourselves. But by stopping the plowing of our fields and forgiving debts, we're reminded that the world belongs to God, not to us. Everything we have, whether property or money, is essentially on loan to us. And recognizing this truth impacts the way we interact with others, deepens our appreciation for what we have, and helps us focus on the fact that God is the master of the world, guiding us in what he wants from us. Pasuk Yud, verse 10, Yiras Hashem Tehora Omedes La'ad. The fear of Hashem is pure, enduring forever. This is the category in the Torah of mitzvos that we don't understand, which we call chukim. Now, idol worshippers had chukim also. They had these rituals that people would do for their idols, which in truth was a fad. For at the moment, everyone thought that they had to wear something specific, or they had to do a certain activity, or eat a certain food, or say a certain mantra. But the rituals that we do as part of the Torah are eternal, and they give us eternity. Even though we don't understand them, they don't change. Continuing on, Mishpatei Hashem Emes Tzadku Yachdav. The judgments of Hashem are true, altogether righteous. And the Mishpatim are these civil laws that were given to us in the Torah with their consequences. Now, even though every society has civil law, the Torah civil laws and their consequences are divinely given and completely just. Pasuk Yud Aleph, verse 11. And now we once again describe the Torah as a whole. Hanechem madim mizahav umipaz rav umesukim midvash v'nofes tzufim. They are more desirable than gold, than even the finest gold, and sweeter than honey dripping from the combs. This is how we can understand in our own language the value of the words of Torah and the mitzvos in the Torah. The Radak explains that one can lose gold, gold can lose its value, gold can be stolen, or one can become sick from eating too much honey, no matter how sweet and delicious it is. However, the Torah is only good, and Torah wisdom and Torah, the mitzvos of the Torah that we do, can never be lost or stolen or lose value, and there is no such thing as too much Torah in our lives. So we started by seeing how the sun presents God's glory to the world, and then we've seen the greatness of the Torah presenting God's glory to the world. And here is where we come in, Pasuk Yud Beis, verse 12. Gam avdecha nizhar bahem, b'shamram ekev rav. Also, your servant is careful with them, to keep them, and in keeping them, there is great reward. So now we're looking at this objective picture of the greatness of Torah, and we want to be a part of this. I want this great reward. So what is this great reward? Amos Chacham, in the Tehillim of the Das Mikra, looks at these psukim that describe the Torah that we just did. And he says, what's the great reward? The Torah gives us peace of mind. Meshivas nafesh. It gives us wisdom. Machkimas pesi. It gives us inner happiness. Misam chelev. It gives clarity of vision. Meiras einayim. It gives us eternity. Omedes la'ad. It gives us truth and justice. Tzadku yachdav, it's emes, it's true. The sun, let's go back to the sun. The sun has joy and eagerness because it knows where it needs to be and what it needs to do. And I want to have all these things. So, Pasuk Yud Gimel, verse 13, Shkios miyavin, ministaros nakeni. Who can discern mistakes from unperceived faults, from sins? Cleanse me. Cleanse me from any mistakes that I made, because it's hard to be like the sun and bring out the glory of Hashem exactly the way he wants. The Torah is perfect, and I want to bring out your glory through the Torah. I'm inspired by nature to bring out your glory, and I want to bring out your glory by following the mitzvos of the Torah. Now, the sun doesn't make mistakes because it was programmed not to make any mistakes, but I need your help. Pasuk 14, Gam mizedim chasoch avdecha, al yim shaluvi az esam, v'nikesi mipesha rav. Also from intentional sins, restrain your servant. Let them not rule me. Then I shall be perfect and cleansed of great transgression. Hashem, please help me avoid doing sins. And we end with Pasuk 15, verse Pasuk tesvav, yiyu l'ratzon imrei fi, v'hegyon libi lefanecha, Hashem tzuri v'goali. May the expressions of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart find favor with you, Hashem, my rock and my redeemer. We want our words and our thoughts to be according to your will. And just like nature declares God's glory, we too want to declare God's glory with our spoken and even unspoken words. In the same way that the sun recognizes Hashem's constant support, which enables him to do its mission with joy, so we too want to recognize Hashem's constant support so that we too will do our mission with joy. We say this verse at the end of Shmona Esrei, and so I want to end with trying to understand how this serves as a very meaningful conclusion to our tefillah. The Radak explains that when we say this pasuk, we're asking Hashem to listen to the words that we're saying and the words that we haven't been able to formulate and are just in our hearts. The Al-Sheikh adds that although it's critical that during our tefillah, our words and thoughts are together, meaning that we have kavana about what we're saying, sometimes our words and thoughts are not in sync. We're saying one thing and our mind is totally in a different place. So we ask Hashem to listen to the words, even if they are just words from our mouths. And so we begin, Yehiyu l'ratzon imrei fi. Part two, v'hegyon libi lefanecha, and the thoughts of our hearts should be before you, meaning help strengthen our hearts so that our thoughts will be focused on our words and not on other matters. Thank you for learning together, Le'iloi Nishmot, Helen Moskowitz, and Fanny Lehman. Their legendary kindness supported hundreds of Sherit HaPleita in World War II. Their profound connection to Tehillim is inspirational to this day. From their grandchildren, Yitzchak and Barbie Lehman Siegel.